Last week, David Boyle was, for a change, the subject of an interview on KPCW. He said that he grew up in Monticello in San Juan County.
My dad owns the San Juan Record there, which is a weekly newspaper. Yeah, so I grew up, you know, putting ads into inserts and, you know, going to businesses and dropping off papers and picking them up. And that evolved to me working some summers, you know, at my senior year of high school and then throughout college, worked for the newspaper.
He went on to BYU studying communications and media and interned briefly at KUER before coming on board KPCW in April of 2018. Boyle said that since he and his wife just welcomed a baby, they decided to return home to southern Utah, where his father just acquired a commercial radio station. Boyle said he will work on county news for his family's newspaper, while their radio station will cover a region with a diverse population and sometimes controversial issues.
There's growth in the Spanish Valley, which is right next to Moab, and Monticello and Blanding have their challenges. And then, you know, down on the reservation, there's even some basic needs that have issues being met, including, you know, a lot of homes don't have electricity. So, it's definitely going to be diverse in our coverage. And we're looking forward to expanding our coverage, too, on the Navajo Reservation. That's a place that's been underserved by news.
This year, Boyle won six awards in the Headliners competition held by the Utah Society of Professional Journalists. The first place honors include Best Radio Reporter for a story entitled A Year in the Wasatch Back. He also won for Best Use of Sound for the profile of a veteran Part City mucking and drilling competitor, and Best Multimedia for a story focusing on a special needs track meet sponsored by Wasatch, Part City, and South Summit school districts. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.